We passed the budget enforcement resolution last week, which sets us on a path, we think, to getting back to fiscal balance as we were in the Clinton administration when we had four budget surplus years in a row. What the budget enforcement resolution does is try to set us back on a path to fiscal responsibility. First of all, it cuts spending $7 billion below the president's recommendations, and below $3 billion below the Senate's recommendation. We think that's a step in the right direction. And it also commits to providing support for the long-term fiscal reduction commission that was appointed by President Obama. Their mission is to try to come to grips with long-term spending and long-term deficit reduction. What we've said in our budget enforcement resolution is we're going to make sure that comes to the floor when and if they make their recommendations to the president and to the Senate, and the Senate passes it and sends it to the House.
Budget enforcement resolution, that terminology, can you explain the philosophy behind that?
What that means is that the committee, Appropriations Committee, will not be able to spend dollars above the dollar level that was set in the budget enforcement resolution. That's the discipline that we applied by the adoption of the resolution. Again, that's it's like a budget. A budget is somewhat of a misnomer in the Congress, because what the budget is actually a resolution. It does not go to the president for signature, so it's not signed, it's not a law. But what it is a constraint and a plan for spending. The budget enforcement resolution is very much like that, not quite as extensive, but it does impose the discipline of capping spending, again, at a figure $7 billion below the president's request for discretionary spending.
And just to be clear, we're talking about the discretionary agency spending portion
yes.
of the budget,
yes.
which is roughly about a trillion?
About a third, yes. A little less than a third of the budget. And about half of that is defense spending. A little more than half of that is defense plus security spending when you include Homeland Security and some other agencies which are directly related to national security. With respect to non-defense, non-security discretionary spending, you're talking about $400 plus billion.
Now, there has been some pretty tough talk from some Democrats mainly about budget reduction for the national defense picture for the Pentagon. I think they were talking in terms of a trillion over the next 10 years. Is any of that baked into the resolution that we're talking about here?
No. There is not a specific direction to cut a specific item in the budget. That'll be decided upon by the Appropriations Committee when they mark up their bills. But the premise behind the figure that we recommended, that the committee recommended, and that was passed in the budget enforcement resolution, is that the president's requested number on national security and security-related matters would be kept the same, and the discretionary number would be reduced. So that the answer to that question is, the premise behind the budget enforcement resolution is we want to make sure that we invest in security.
Some agency heads or managers are going to hear this and gulp. What should they be expecting as this makes its way through?
Well, of course, as this budget enforcement resolution dollar amount wends its way through the appropriations process, the Appropriations Committee will determine what items are priority items and must be funded at levels requested or appropriate, and what items are have a lower priority and can be either eliminated, perhaps in some cases, or reduced in other cases. This budget enforcement resolution will impose that kind of discipline, so that agency heads clearly will be making the argument that their particular objective is a priority objective, and that reducing it will have an adverse impact on the public and on policies that Congress wants to pursue. But you know, discipline is tough. Fiscal discipline is tough as well.
We're speaking with Maryland Congressman and Majority Leader of the House, Steny Hoyer. And a question about that $7 billion figure, because you said it's not specific as to where the cuts would fall. How did you come up with $7 billion? Why not 70 or 6 or some other number?
Well, $7 billion was derived from the number of a 2% cut in domestic spending. And that gets you, when you total that with the defense security number the president asked for, and a 2% cut in non-defense, non-security spending, that's how we arrived at the figure that was included in the budget as the cap. Then that figure goes to the Appropriations Committee, and as it would with the budget, exactly the same process will occur. The Appropriations Committee will then allocate the dollars that they have available to them to the 12 subcommittees that deal with the various elements of the budget.
Any reaction or cooperation, whatever it might be, from the Republican side so far?
Well, the answer is there has not been much cooperation. There's been noise, but that's been ongoing. And they have not, I think, really made constructive alternative suggestions. There is a suggestion that was made by their ranking member on the budget committee, but they've rejected that suggestion as well. We may well provide for that being offered at some point in time to see whether or not the Republicans will support their ranking member on the budget committee, whose proposals, frankly, deal with some pretty draconian cuts in Social Security and in Medicare, which I think are not sustainable and not appropriate. I do believe, however, that he has offered a real budget, reflecting, I think, a Republican philosophy, and we'll see whether or not the Republicans will support it, perhaps. In addition, though, we direct the committees to come up with recommendations on ferreting out any waste, fraud, and abuse that you see, or items of less priority, which we can either fund at a lower level or perhaps eliminate. And in addition to that, we have reaffirmed our commitment to what we call PAYGO, saying that, look, this generation, if it's going to buy something, needs to pay for it and not pass it along to the next generation. So those were also included in the budget enforcement resolution, as was, lastly, a provision which said that we have as an objective to get to a deficit no larger than 3% of GDP, with the exception of the interest that we're paying on former debt, which is an objective that I think is doable. It'll be tough,